It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welk, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike 3, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. Game number 6 out of 6 in the first homestand of 2024 between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the High A affiliate of the Houston Astros, the Asheville Tourists. Hey, everybody. So glad to have you on board alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. We've got you with us, albeit about 45 minutes later than what we were initially anticipating, a very brief rain shower making its way through the metropolitan area has pushed us back to a 2:45 first pitch, but we're here all the same, and we are ready to go from Brooklyn. Cyclones with a win today will make it 4 of 6 and take this first series, coming off the heels of an impressive doubleheader sweep yesterday where the starting pitching really reigned supreme. Felipe De La Cruz in Game 1, he was impressive for the first of the twin bill, went 4 one-hit shutout innings with 2 strikeouts and only 1 walk. And then Jordan Gieber followed suit in Game 2, 4 shutout innings, tied a career-high 7 punchouts and allowed 5 base hits. Cyclones took Game 1 6-2. Game 2, you chopped the score in half. As you said off-air yesterday, Justin, they took it 3-1. Either way, whether you look at it from a pitching standpoint or from an offensive standpoint, both Stanley Consuegra and Drake Osborne with 3-run home runs in Games 1 and 2, respectively. It was a productive day for the Clones on a lot of different fronts.
Yeah, no, it was a fantastic day at the office for Brooklyn last night, and most notably, you mentioned the starting pitching, Jordan Gieber and Felipe De La Cruz, the 8 1/3 combined shutout innings to start the ball game. But you combine that with the bullpen. This is a Nashville team limited to 3 runs yesterday, but they had 15 hits between the 2 games of the doubleheaders. So this is a Cyclones pitching staff that navigated runners on base beautifully during the course of yesterday's game. Asheville making pushes in the 7th in both Game 1 and Game 2. And Dakota Hawkins and Joshua Cornelia able to slam the door shut in both situations, but also the offense able to deliver with runners on base, not only those 2 3-run home runs, but how about Jose Hernandez, a big 2-run single. That ended up having a much bigger impact on that game down the stretch than you thought at the time, which made it 6-0. So things starting to round together a little bit for Brooklyn, which is exactly what you would hope at the end of the first homestand.
We do have some roster moves to tell you about today ahead of this Sunday matinee. It was a short stint for Perdomo, who went 1 2/3 in Game 2 yesterday, but he was transferred to Single-A St. Lucie, and as a result, Brooklyn with a spot for Wilfredo Lara to be activated off the injured list. And Lara, someone who enjoyed a productive season in St. Lucie a season ago, has a level of comfort, a level of familiarity with Gilbert Gomez, Brooklyn skipper, who, of course, led St. Lucie a season ago. But Lara, not the only new player to show up to the locker room here on Coney Island this afternoon. There's a major league rehabber in the house today for the Cyclones. That is none other than the right-hander reliever, Sean Reed Foley, who pitched in 3 games with Brooklyn a year ago. He working his way, of course, to get back to Queens, back to the big league club, and join the blue and orange in the Mets bullpen. But he will begin that rehab assignment today. And if we do indeed see him today, we could potentially see some lights out pitching for the Clones, who will send Calvin Ziegler to the bump to start this contest, opposing Jose Gadez for Asheville. Ziegler in round one was spectacular. Went four innings, struck out nine, and didn't allow a hit. Eight of those nine strikeouts came consecutively. Justin, you were there in person down in Wilmington over the weekend. Dazzling, to say the least, a highly anticipated Maimonides Park debut for number 23.
Absolutely. Ziegler was outstanding in that ballgame last weekend against the Blue Rocks. And the big reason why, all three of his pitches were on. The fastball was riding high in the zone. The curveball and slider had great late life throughout the course of those four innings. And it was impressive stuff. It seemed like most of the pitches Ziegler threw out of the zone were purpose pitches ahead of the count, trying to get guys to chase. So not only was it a great performance from Ziegler in terms of just the pure stuff, but also in terms of how he executed from a mental and strategic standpoint throughout the course of those four innings. And going to be hard to top that here today, but he'll try and build off of it as he makes his home debut.
Well, Ziegler and the Cyclones looking to make it 4 of 6. They can do that today with a win over Asheville. We're just getting going here on the Cyclones pregame show. We'll step aside, come back, and take a look at this afternoon's starting lineups ahead of Brooklyn and Asheville on the boardwalk. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and following along on the Bally Live app.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Back on the pregame show with Justin, I'm Johnny. If you were to see a picture of what Maimonides Park looks like right now, you would think, gorgeous day for baseball. Beautiful day, blue sky overhead, some stray clouds out over the ocean in dead center field. But that wouldn't entirely tell the full story. We told you earlier that a rain shower passed through here about a half an hour ago that prompted this about 45-minute delay. All things considered, we'll see when first pitch actually clocks in. But it is yet another windy, breezy day here on Coney Island. Probably the windiest we've had, at least what these past 20 or 30 minutes have felt like relative to the other five games of this series so far. Right now, the American flag is blowing about towards left field. We saw the wind cause some issues yesterday in the doubleheader in both games, both for better or worse, both teams impacted all the same. But at the end of the day, it looks like that indeed will be a rather large factor for really anything hitting the air on this Sunday afternoon. Let's get to today's starting lineups. They're brought to you, as always, by the Fairfield Inn. First for the Asheville Tourists, who are now 500. Cyclones have dropped them to 4-4 through eight games on the season, led by Nate Shaver in his fourth season at the helm. Bryce Matthews leads off and plays shortstop. Luis Baez, the designated hitter, in the two spot. A dynamic 1-2 punch atop the Tourist lineup this afternoon. Colin Price bats third. He's the first baseman. Then Cam Fisher's turn. He plays left field and cleans up. John Garcia does the catching in the five spot. Tyler Whitaker bumped down five spots. He's been the leadoff man for Asheville over the course of this series. Today he bats sixth and plays right field. Logan Cerny right next to him in center hits seventh. Pascal Ferreras, the second baseman, he's had a real nice series in the eighth spot. And then Austin Deming rounds things out for Asheville. He plays third and bats ninth. Starting pitcher this afternoon for Asheville, none other than the right-hander Jose Gadez. Dez, who spent majority of last year with single-A Fayetteville. The numbers for him at the single-A level a season ago, 11 games, only 5 of them start, so sort of a hybrid starter-reliever type righty arm, 35 and one-third innings, a 1-4 record, the ERA a tick over 4 at 4.08, 44 strikeouts to 29 walks. Now for the Cyclones, trying to make it 3 in a row after yesterday's doubleheader sweep coming into play today. At 3-5, Gilbert Gomez in his first season as Brooklyn manager. Omar De Los Santos, the leadoff man in center field. Wilfredo Lara making his Cyclones debut in the two-hole. That speaks volumes about what the level of expectation is, and obviously Gomi with some faith in Lara. Not newfound faith, they know each other well. Spent last year in the Florida State League together, but Lara does bat second and play right field. Ryan Clifford back in the infield today. He plays first base and hits third. William Lugo, the righty-hitting shortstop, is the cleanup man. Drake Osborne does the catching. Drake rewarded with a spot in the lineup again today, following his 3-run jack in Game 2 of yesterday's doubleheader. Nolan McClain, the two-way player. He's the DH in the six-hole. Joe Suozzi plays left. He bats seventh. Nick LaRusso with the hot corner hitting eighth. And how about the run Kevin Villavicencio's been seeing recently? Still hasn't had a base hit yet this season, but another start for Villavicencio, who has been a wizard defensively. He plays second base and bats ninth. Starting pitcher for the Clones this afternoon, Calvin Ziegler. You got to rewind really all the way back to 2022 to get a full campaign idea from Ziegler when he was with single-A St. Lucie, an 0-6 record, but he pitched well. 70 strikeouts in 46 innings and change, an ERA just under 4.5. All right, that will about close up shop for the pregame show. We will step aside for Maimonides Park. Come back with first pitch between Brooklyn and Asheville.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Goat.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's much. So many other...
They're talking about the goat, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Well, the wind is howling, and it's just about time for baseball here on this Sunday afternoon. Alongside Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock. Happy to have you with us here on this Sunday afternoon. Sun shining, but the wind howling out towards the left field line as we currently speak, as Calvin Ziegler going through his warm-ups on the mound for the Cyclones. Ziegler, the right-hander today, 6 feet tall, 205 pounds, 21 years old, from Heidelberg, Ontario, Canada. Fastball, curveball, slider, and hard to have a better season debut than the one Ziegler had last Sunday in Wilmington. 12 up, 12 down, struck out 9, which matched a career high, and went 4 innings in that ballgame, struck out 8 batters from 1 out in the first inning until the final out of the third in that contest. Quick run through of the Asheville lineup. He'll face Matthews, Baez, Price, Fisher, Garcia, and Whitaker, with Cerny, Ferreras, and Deming rounding out the starting nine. But Ziegler last year missed all but one inning of the season, came back on September the 9th, struck out the side in order in a game against Daytona, the penultimate day of the regular season, but showed up at spring training last year, had some issues with his range of motion in his arm, had surgery to remove bone spurs in his throwing elbow, and then while rehabbing from surgery, tore his right quad. And everyone thought he'd miss the remainder of the season, but Ziegler ferociously attacking his rehab, able to get back for one appearance on the final weekend of the season, and now ready for his first full campaign since 2022. First pitch of the afternoon is a fastball strike to Bryce Matthews, and we're underway at 2:46 Eastern, so officially a 46-minute delay at the start. The 0-1, and Matthews takes up and in. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Matthews, first time this week starting in the leadoff spot. Did not play in game two yesterday. Was 0-for-2 with a walk and a stolen bag in the opener. And there is a called strike, and it's 1-2. Matthews hitting .292 in his first seven games. 7-for-24. No homers, four batted in. The 1-2 pitch down and away. And the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. But Ziegler dealt with injury as well during his first professional campaign in 2022 down in St. Lucie as well. The 2-2 pitch as this fouled off the end of the bat. And Matthews stays alive. And Ziegler, during that 2022 season, dealt with some general soreness, caused him to miss about 6 weeks in the middle of that campaign. The 2-2. A fastball high at 93. And the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Also dealt with biceps tendonitis during that season. Reason why he only threw 46 and change. As Matthews pops it up. In the infield, Ryan Clifford coming on. The wind still breezing. Who's calling for it? Nobody gets it. And it's going to land in fair territory before rolling foul without being touched by Brooklyn. The third base coach and manager, Nate Shaver, are going to come down and try and argue to say Osborne or Clifford touched it on its way by. But that may have been a bit of serendipity for Brooklyn, as the home plate umpire Sullivan making the call saying it was finally touched in foul ground. Matthews was all the way on his way to third base by the time that call was made. And so the Cyclones catch a bit of a break there. But that has been a story really since the rainout on Thursday has been the wind coming off the boardwalk, creating havoc on fly balls, especially those short pop flies. Another 3-2, and Matthews will reach anyway on the walk.
Well, I'm sure that that previous sequence is going to motivate Calvin Ziegler that much more to try to strike out as many guys as possible and to try to keep as much on the ground as possible as opposed to in the air.
So that's the first man to reach against Ziegler all season, as Bryce Matthews is aboard with a leadoff walk. And now Luis Baez as a throw over. And Matthews back safely. Matthews already 4 stolen bases on the year. Baez, 2-for-4 in game two yesterday, was 3-for-7 in the doubleheader. Righty's first pitch, and Baez takes a fastball strike. And the count 0-1. Baez hitting .345 in his first seven games, 10-for-29. 2 home runs and 7 RBIs. 4-for-15 in the series. Ziegler from the third base side of the rubber. And the 0-1 outside. Looked like the slider that time. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Right now here on Coney Island, according to AccuWeather, 58 degrees. The sunshine, it feels pretty good. right around 64, but or we are in the shade in that window whipping. A little bit chillier as Baez can't connect on the high. Fastball, it's 1-2. American flag out in straightaway center, blowing straight towards the Optimum rooftop up along the third base line. The 1-2. Just a bit upstairs of the fastball. Baez lays off. And the count evens up at 2-2.
Just early observation on Ziegler, Justin. He really takes his time. There's a couple times now that that pitch clock has gotten low, as far down to 2 or 1 on the timer before releasing.
Throw back to first, and again Matthews able to get back safely. But Ziegler, the Mets' second-round pick in 2021, the 46th overall selection out of TNXL Academy in Altamonte Springs, Florida. The 2-2. On the outside corner, got him looking. Got him on the breaking ball on the outside part of the plate at 81. And Calvin Ziegler is first out here at Maimonides Park as a strikeout. One away in the top of the first.
And on the season now, 4 1/3, 10 punch-outs for Mr. Ziegler.
10 of the 13 outs recorded via the K. And now Colin Price, the batter. The first pitch he sees, a fastball that runs upstairs. And the count 1-0. Price did not play in the finale yesterday, 0-3 in the opener. 5-12 in this series, hitting .348 on the season, 8-23. A throw over to first, and Matthews dives back. But Ziegler surpassing a commitment to Auburn to sign his first pro contract with the Mets. Was hoping to be drafted in 2020. The 1-0. High, and it's 2-0. But, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic happens. Many high school and college seasons, really all of them, coming to a crashing halt. But more specifically for Ziegler, the MLB draft, which was scheduled for 40 rounds, was immediately sliced to 5. As Price takes outside and low, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. And so Ziegler not taken in that 5-round draft. And with the different restrictions placed upon his home province of Ontario, left his native Canada to get seen by scouts in the States. So the 3-0 is high and away, ball 4. And there's the second walk allowed by Ziegler in the inning. And Asheville with 2 on and 1 out in the first for Cam Fisher.
It is crazy to think about how much that 2020 draft getting cut down in the way that it did really altered the path and the career arcs of so many different ball players.
And it's interesting to see how teams handled strategy in that draft. There were a lot of undrafted free agents, one
right.
of them in the lineup for the Cyclones today in Joe Swazi. The throw over to second, and the ball gets into center field. Lugo wasn't covering the bag. It glanced off the edge of his webbing, and both runners are going to move up. Ziegler threw over in the direction of Lugo, wasn't directly at the bag, but Lugo, I don't think, was expecting that pickoff throw. We'll see who the error is charged to, but nonetheless, Asheville with two runners in scoring position. Wouldn't be shocked if it's on either the pitcher or the shortstop. And now Osborne out to the mound to have a conversation.
It looked like Ziegler realized that Lugo was not very close to the bag. And by the time he released the throw, he knew he couldn't throw it at the bag because Lugo wasn't there. So he threw it more at Lugo. So I could see maybe the error going against Ziegler if the train of thought is the throw was wide of the second base bag, but I almost feel like that was done intentionally because he changed his mind at the last minute to throw it at where Lugo was standing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it looked like he tried to get it as close to Lugo as possible as Cam Fisher has to duck as that fastball ticketed for his hip sends him face first into the dirt, and the count 1 ball and no strikes. Fisher had a base hit in both ends of the doubleheader yesterday, was 2-for-6, 3-for-14 in the series, And he takes inside. It's two balls and no strikes now. Fisher, 4-for-20 on the year. No homers and RBI. Ziegler from the third base side of the mound, the 2-0. And a curveball misses down and in. And it's three balls and no strikes. And Ziegler is thrown now seven straight out of the zone. And the command hasn't quite been there so far this afternoon. You wonder if the delayed start may be having anything to do with it throwing off Ziegler's rhythm. The 3-0. And there's a check swing ground ball back to the mound. They have the runner between third and home. Flips underhand to the catcher, Osborne, now chasing Matthews towards third. Osborne applies the tag. Moving to third, Price. Fisher takes second on the rundown. But a good job by Calvin Ziegler fielding his position. What is that, 1-2, 1-2? On the out there, the fielder's choice. So on the 3-0 pitch, Ziegler manages to get an out without allowing a run. And now it is John Garcia. The righty fires. And a breaking ball. Ski balls off the glove of Osborne. And Asheville's going to take the lead. Price scores. Fisher takes third. A breaking ball that Osborne couldn't smother. And the Tourists take a 1-0 advantage. Just banged off the knees of Osborne. Went high into the sky, and as soon as that happened, Price was easily in. So a man at third, the infield back, and the 1-0 high, and the count two balls and no strikes. So a tough break for Ziegler after a great defensive play by him and Osborne. Garcia 0-for-2 in game two yesterday, was hit by a pitch. And the 2-0 fouled back, and it's 2-1. Garcia 4-for-20 in six games. No homers, two RBIs. 2-for-13 in this series. Shortstop Lugo playing towards the hole. The 2-1. And a fastball sails up and in at 94. And the count three balls and a strike as Brooklyn's bullpen up and moving down the right field line. And that because Ziegler's pitch count up at around 25 right now. I want to say that's your Donnie Ventura up and warming. The 3-1. It's a ground ball up the middle. Fielded on the third base side of second by Villavicencio. Sidearm throw to first in time to get him. How in the world did Kevin Villavicencio make that play? On the third base side, a second off balance, and Asheville limited to one in the first. One run without a hit and error, and one man left, a half inning complete. Asheville won. Here come the Cyclones on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now to secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. it's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Go to the bottom of the first inning. What a weird top of the first. Asheville scores a run without a hit. A wild pitch, a run down between third and home. An errant pickoff throw as Omar De Los Santos leads off, and he takes outside for ball one.
I think the word funky would apply to that top of the first.
1-0. Popped in the air, first base way, over is Price, but this one well out of play. And the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Been a funky weather day, been a funky start to this ball game. Had rain earlier, had gray skies, but now the sun's shining here on Coney Island. As De Los Santos takes outside, and the count two balls and a strike. On the mound for Asheville this afternoon, the right-hander Jose Gaddez. Was originally supposed to start tomorrow, but things changed with the doubleheader as this one in the air to left. Going back is Fisher in front of the wall, makes the catch for the first out of the first inning. And that wind blowing a little bit more towards the third base line rather than straight out to left. And I think, Johnny, that was the difference between a home run and a flyout.
Certainly was. And you could see Cam Fisher kind of worried the whole way, tracking it down. Those gingerly steps to sort of not overcommit, so to speak, but got to where he needed to.
So Wilfredo Lara up for the first time as a Cyclone, reinstated off the IL earlier today, had been on the mend with a hamate fracture, as this one on the ground a second. Scooped up there by Matthews in a low throw, backhanded by Colin Price. And Lara retired for the second out of the opening inning. So two outs on six pitches for Gaddez, and now it's Ryan Clifford. Gaddez, 6 feet tall, 193 pounds, just 22 years old from Valencia, Venezuela. And Ryan Clifford from the left-hand side, and he takes inside for ball one. Clifford, 1-for-6 in the doubleheader yesterday, doubled in game two, 3-for-16 in the series, 4-for-28 on the year. 1-0, and Clifford hits it deep but foul down the left field line, and it's 1-1. Gaddez, the right-hander, picked up the win in his first appearance of the year. Came on in relief of Ryland Perez. As Clifford takes a knee-high strike, it's 1-2. That was last Sunday. 4 2/3 shutout innings. Just one hit, did walk four, but struck out seven. The 1-2 off the end of the bat to third. Backhanded by Deming, low throw, and Price able to get it on the short hop to end the inning. So Jose Gaddez, in his first start of the year, retires the side in order in the first on 10 pitches to the second, still 1-0 Asheville on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
Go to the second inning. Brooklyn behind by a run, 1-0. Fans, today's game brought to you by our good friends at Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality, just like the Cyclones get on the road, visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com. Call them at their offices, 973-470-9700. Tyler Whitaker Logan Cerny, Pascanel Ferreras, three scheduled to bat for Asheville. In the top of the second inning, alongside Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock. Top of the 3 o'clock hour here in the East. Brooklyn looking to win this rubber match and win the series. Asheville looking to win the rubber match and earn the split. Tyler Whitaker to lead off. And he takes the first pitch from Ziegler high for ball one. Ziegler wasn't quite as dominant in the zone as we saw last Sunday to start. 16 of his first 26 pitches in the opening frame out of the zone. As Tyler Whitaker takes a call at strike. And the count evens at 1-1. Whitaker did not play in the nightcap. 2-for-4 with a double in game one yesterday. 6-for-22 on the year. And he takes high. And the count, 2 balls and a strike on the former third-round pick out of Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas. The 2-1 inside with the heater. And the count, 3 balls and a strike. We mentioned the pregame show today, Brooklyn, some roster moves before this game got underway. Wilfredo Lara in the lineup, reinstated off the IL. The 3-1, and Whitaker fouls it back in the count full. Sean Reed Foley is back on Coney Island, made 3 rehab appearances with the team last summer on a minor league rehab assignment. But now on the 40-man, so it's a major league rehab. As there's a called strike 3. Whitaker thought he had ball 4. Then a couple of times in this series, Whitaker has looked back at the home plate umpire in disdain. But Ziegler with his second strikeout, both looking. One out in the inning. And that K brought to you by our new friends at BKFC. Brooklyn Football Club bringing soccer to Coney Island in 2025. For more information, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. Logan Cerny takes a called strike in the count 0-1. You see there, billboard right above the HSS signage in left center field, just to the left of the batter's eye. Now Cerny takes low, and the count even at 1-1. But Reed Foley expected a pitch today on a major league rehab assignment, coming back from right shoulder impingement during spring training. The 1-1, and a curveball strike. It's 1-2. Alan Perdomo, who certainly did his job and then some yesterday in the doubleheader, picked up the win in game 2, was sent back to St. Lucie after the game. The 1-2 pitch, high, and it's 2-2. Good to see that performance from Perdomo yesterday, and have to imagine he'll be back on Coney Island before the end of the season. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Dialed up a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Third strikeout for Ziegler, 2 out in the second. So Ziegler is now retired 3 straight. Brings up Pascanel Ferreras. Actually make that 4 in a row retired by Ziegler. Going back to the fielder's choice as Ferreras takes outside for ball one. Ferreras, 2-for-5 in the doubleheader yesterday, 5-for-14 on the series, 8 for his first 22 on the year. And the 1-0 late on the fastball. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. 20th round pick last year out of Western Carolina. The 1-1. High heater. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. Ferreras spent 2 summers in the Cape League playing for Yarmouth Tennis at a Parkview High School in Lilburn, Georgia. The 2-1. Foul tip back behind home. It's 2-2, and that's a high school that's produced a lot of ball players, most notably the guy who's hitting right above him in the lineup today, Logan Cerny. Both attended the same high school in Georgia. But they're not the only ones. The Mets' first-round pick last year, Colin Houck, out of Parkview High School. He could be with Brooklyn by the end of the season. Jet Williams did that last year, the 2-2. Outside, and it's full. But Matt Olson of the Atlanta Braves, also an alum, former Met and Brave Jeff Francoeur, and former Met infielder and Major League veteran Jeff Kepinger. So a lot of baseball lineage out of that school in the Peachtree State. And he strikes out on the high fastball. What a bounce-back inning for Calvin Ziegler. 3 batters, 3 strikeouts, and the side retired in order. We head to the home second here from Maimonides Park, 1-0 Asheville on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods, plus exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the second inning, William Lugo, Drake Osborne, Nolan McClain. Rescheduled to bat against the right-hander Jose Guidez. Needed 10 pitches to sit Brooklyn down in the first. And William Lugo takes a slider strike. And the count 0-1. Guidez offers another breaking ball. Misses off the plate away. It is 1-1. Defensively behind Guidez this afternoon. A 1-1 pitch. And a check swing foul ball behind the plate. It's 1-2. Cam Fisher, Logan Cerny, Tyler Whitaker left to right in the outfield. Third to first around the horn. Austin Deming, Bryce Matthews, Pascanel Ferreras, and Colin Price. As Lugo swings through the fastball for strike three. First strikeout this afternoon for Guidez. And one out in the second inning for Drake Osborne. John Garcia doing the catching today for the right-hander Guidez. Osborne, a three-run homer in game two yesterday. He's hit in all four games to start the year. Five for his first 13. And he takes a knee-high strike. It's 0-1. Three for six in this series. The 0-1 fouled off the mask of the catcher Garcia. And the count jumps to 0-2. Behind the plate, calling balls and strikes here in the series finale. Shane Sullivan, Justin Hopkins on the bases. The 0-2. On the outside corner, got him looking. Good sharp slider again from Guidez. Back-to-back strikeouts for him. Five up, five down to start his afternoon. And two out for Nolan McClain. Third game at in the lineup for Brooklyn in this series. He has an extra base hit in each of his first two. A home run on Friday, a double in game one yesterday as Guidez brushes him back by the belt buckle. It's 1-0. McClain, Mets third round pick last year. It's the second straight year for him taken in the third round. As McClain takes a knee-high strike, it's 1-1. Was drafted by the Orioles in the third round in 2022. Was one of just three players taken in the top 10 rounds that year. As McClain takes a strike, it's 1-2. That did not sign. One of the other two, probably Tuesday starter Brandon Sproat. As McClain checks his swing, doesn't matter. Strike three called. Nobody puts the ball in play in the second inning. Three up, three down, three Ks for Calvin Ziegler. And three up, three down to answer with three Ks for Jose Guidez. To the third inning we go. Still 1-0 Asheville. On Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package. ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, the pitch count was up for Ziegler through two innings, and coming off an injury-plagued 2023 campaign, the Cyclones and the Mets not going to take any risks. Yordani Ventura on to take over on the bump here in the third and taking over the play-by-play, as I believe they say in The Shining. Here's Johnny.
I like that. Thank you, Justin. Yordani Ventura on, first pitch of the third. Misses down and away. Ball one. So Calvin Ziegler, an abbreviated start, but still an effective start. Holds Asheville to just the one run on a wild pitch back in the first. 1-0. Misses inside with the heater, and it is two balls and no strikes. Austin Deming at the plate right now for Asheville. 9-1-2 to begin this top of the third. It is 1-0 Tourists. 2-0. Belted to left field. Swazi camping underneath, couple of steps back, makes the catch. And one up, one down to begin your Danny Ventura's afternoon. So Ziegler's final line doesn't surrender a hit over two innings. Gives up only the one unearned run, two walks to four strikeouts.
And but he still hasn't given up a hit this season.
Yeah, now through what? Six and a third, or six innings of work?
And 12 strikeouts.
Bryce Matthews fouls off the first pitch he sees. It's nothing and one. Total pitch count for Ziegler on the day was 43.
I sold him one strikeout short. He's got 13. Not bad at six innings.
He has been very impressive in the early stages at the high A level. A one. Breaking ball drops in for a strike. Nothing and two to Matthews, who reached on a walk and was erased off the bases his first time up. Got caught in a rundown between third and home. 0-2 from Ventura. Misses outside. One ball and two strikes. So Matthews in the leadoff spot playing shortstop today for Asheville. Tourists are shuffling up their lineup a little bit today. 1-2. Matthews waves and misses strike three. 76-mile-an-hour bender from your Danny Ventura. And he sits down Matthews for his first punch out of the afternoon. Bases empty, two gone. Fifth strikeout by Brooklyn Arms today between Ziegler's four and now Ventura's first. Here's Luis Baez. Infield swung to the left against the righty bat and the pitch. Baez chops it left hand side. LaRusso at third, two steps in, tosses over to first to retire the side. 1-2-3, nice and easy for your Danny Ventura. In the top of the third. Let's go to the home half. 1-0 Tourists on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event, So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
No Stanley Consuegra in the lineup for the Cyclones today. Day off for the outfielder as we go to the bottom of the third. Here from Maimonides Park, Asheville leading 1-0. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Brooklyn will send 7-8-9 to bat. Here in the home third, it has been six up, six down for Jose Gaddez. The Asheville righty arm has not allowed a Cyclone batter to reach base as of yet. See if Brooklyn can change that narrative here. Righty-righty matchup to Joe Swazi. Starts him out with a breaking ball for strike one. Swazi watched it go by. A couple of words for the home plate umpire Shane Sullivan before he digs back in. 0-1. Swazi flares it foul out into the parking lot and falls behind rather quickly, nothing and two. Joe 0-for-2 yesterday, did score a run on a walk. Struck out twice in game two of that doubleheader. A doubleheader that Brooklyn really dominated from wire to wire. 6-2 winners in game one, 3-1 winners in game two. 0-2, Swazi chops it on the ground. Third baseman Deming on a backhand zips it to first for the inning's first out. So make it 7-up, 7-down now for Jose Gaddez, who has been impressive so far. Gaddez spending most of last season in single A. His first pitch to Nick LaRusso is a fastball for a strike. 94 on the gun, and it's nothing and one. This Gaddez's second appearance of the season. His first came out of the bullpen. Pitch clock reset. 0-1 on the way. LaRusso hits it in the air to left. Running back towards the wall, Fisher, and he watches it clang off the scoreboard. That's a loud home run from Nick LaRusso, who pulls Brooklyn even at 1-1.
And congratulations to Nick. Career home run number one coming right here on Coney Island.
Somebody keep that baseball.
Good thing it bounced back onto the field of play.
So Brooklyn, not only now their first hit, their first base runner, their first run of the day. It's 1-1. First pitch strike to Kevin Villavicencio, nothing and one. So the long ball has been effective for the Cyclones recently as Villavicencio swings and misses at an 0-1 pitch, and it's 0-2, and I think the catcher, Garcia, took that to the lower body region. He'll stretch out the legs now with the athletic trainer out to tend to him. Nate Shaver out of the Asheville dugout as well.
Yeah, Max Mahaffey, the athletic trainer for the tourists out to take a look at Garcia. I think similar thing happened to Drake Osborne last weekend in Wilmington, and never fun.
Back up onto his own 2 feet. Allows Kevin Villavicencio to take a couple of practice hacks after the LaRusso homer. That home run, the only base hit of the game so far. Asheville has a run without the benefit of a base hit. Athletic trainer and manager back into the dugout on the third base side. Nothing and two. Pitch. Villavicencio takes a called strike three. Gaddez went to the changeup there, and Villavicencio didn't know what to do with it. Out number two. Fourth strikeout. First time through the order for Jose Gaddez. Now we go back to the top for Omar De Los Santos. Base is empty, two gone. First pitch, De Los Santos takes away, 1-0. Omar, first time up, flew out to left, 1-0. De Los Santos pops it up towards us, but over our heads. And out of the stadium, 1-1. Omar has reached base in every game of this series, including today, as he singles up the middle.
What announcer's jinx?
Thought maybe he would try to turn it to two. But slammed on the brakes a couple of steps after crossing the first base bag. Now Wilfredo Lara up with one on and two away. See if Omar tries to swipe second here. First pitch upcoming to Lara. Fastball for a strike. Nothing in one. De Los Santos takes his lead with Bryce holding him on from the stretch. 0-1, ball one, runner goes, and the throw wide. Trickles into center field, and Omar has swiped yet another bag. How about the speed on display from the Brooklyn outfielder, and now another man in scoring position.
Already 8-for-8 on the year. This is just the ninth game of the season. He entered the year 11 shy of the all-time record. He's already sliced that down to 3.
1-1. Lara takes off the plate for ball two. The way Omar has been having success on the base paths as of recently would not put it past him to try to maybe grab stolen base number 9 on the year here. 2-1 upcoming to Lara. Here's the pitch. Takes a little bit low, and a 3-1 hitter's count for him. Making his Brooklyn debut is Wilfredo, playing right field this afternoon. 5'10", 180 pounds, righty-righty matchup, 3-1, low and away, ball four. So an already rough inning for Gaddez, who surrendered the solo shot, is at least going to extend for a little while longer as Ryan Clifford steps up with two on and two away. Clifford the lone lefty in this Brooklyn lineup. Omar on second. Wilfredo Lara behind him on first. First pitch to Clifford. Misses badly away, 1-0. So this is a big spot for Ryan here. Brooklyn tied up at one with Asheville here in the bottom of the third. Already one home in this bottom of the third. 1-0 pitch. Clifford goes the other way for a base hit. De Los Santos gets the wave around. Here comes the throw to home. He is out. Cam Fisher in left field with a laser to get the speedy De Los Santos and keep this game tied at one. Let's go to the fourth on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
top four in Brooklyn. 1-1 ball game. Cyclones just tied it up in the bottom of the third off a Nick LaRusso solo shot, his first career pro ball homer. Yordani Ventura's first pitch of inning number four misses low and away, 1-0 to Colin Price. Asheville still does not have a base hit in this ballgame. They scored a run on a wild pitch. A wave and a miss and a 1-0 change from Ventura, and it's 1-1. We did see Yordani Ventura in this series once already. Came back in the series opener on Tuesday. 1-1. Misses down and away. Two balls, one strike. That came in relief of Brandon Sproat. And Ventura was really efficient and effective out of the Clones' pen back on Tuesday. Works out of the full windup here. High left leg kick. 2-1. Called strike. Outside corner with the soft stuff. And it's 2-2. Yordani went 3 1/3, scoreless. 3 hits, 5 strikeouts, didn't walk anybody. And he picked up the win, 2-2. Grounded foul, third base side. Nice play by the in-the-hole batter right now. That is John Garcia, who was standing on the first or second step of the dugout and made a nice bare hand snag off a bounce. Yeah, Price, Fisher, Garcia, those the three to start this inning for Asheville after Cam Fisher's laser beam of a throw to get Omar De Los Santos at home. 2-2. Misses inside. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
And it put a damper on a great piece of hitting by Ryan Clifford, taking the ball to the opposite field. And Fisher needed a perfect throw, and he made one.
Payoff. Misses high. Ball four. So after a 1-2-3 third, Yordani Ventura puts the first man on in the fourth. Leadoff walk issued to Price. Now he gets Cam Fisher. Jose Gadez can certainly tip his cap to Fisher right now. That's the reason this game is still knotted up at one, instead of Brooklyn putting up a 2-spot, maybe more, and being in the lead. First pitch. Fisher takes a called strike, nothing in one. Infield shifted a bit to the right, particularly the third baseman LaRusso, who's leaving plenty of real estate between himself and the third base line. Fisher, the lefty bat, standing still like a statue, now gently wags the bat. 2 on the pitch clock, 0-1. Misses down and away. 1 ball, 1 strike. Fisher reached on a fielder's choice, his first time up today. He's got one on with nobody out here, top four. In this 1-1 tie, Ventura set at the stomach. His 1-1 lookout. Foul ball, lost the bat on the swing. Ball went down the third baseline. Bat went down the first baseline. Everybody okay, though. And
maybe,
now
maybe
he'll go to collect the bat.
Maybe he just doesn't like the first base coach.
I'd love to know what words were exchanged right there as the first base coach hands it back to him.
I believe that's Eric Stamets, the development coach for Asheville, who was on the receiving end of the flying wood.
1-2 the count on the lefty hitting Fisher. UNC Charlotte product. 1-2. Misses down and in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Of course, we told you yesterday, if you were with us, about the monster year that Fisher had in his final season at Charlotte, putting himself in some elite company with some of the offensive numbers he put up. 2-2. Fisher fouls it off the catcher's mask and it remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. One of 3 D1 hitters to hit the 30 homer mark in the 2023 collegiate season. The others are Jack Caglione, who you know is towards the top of a lot of 2024 mock draft boards, and another first rounder in Brock Wilkin. Wilkin in the Brewers system actually just suffered some facial fractures, so hopefully a speedy recovery for the former Wake Forest Demon Deacon as Fisher down on strikes. Breaking ball downstairs. Ventura pulls the string, one away.
You know, that was a scary scene earlier this week. Wilkin, I think, playing with Double-A Biloxi. Got a fastball to the face. And hopefully everything all right with him, and he'll be back in the lineup in the Brewers system soon.
Here's John Garcia. One on, one away. Ventura, another long hold. He fires, runner goes, pitches up and away, throw down, not in time. And it trickles all the way into left center field. That allows Bryce to take third base. Well, the ball sort of caromed off of the sliding runner. And he just kicked it into shallow left. Not intentionally, of course. But ends up benefiting Bryce all the same, who is now 90 feet from scoring. And they do issue an error to Drake Osborne, the Brooklyn catcher, on the throwdown. 1-0. Hit in the air, out of play. First base side, it's 1-1. So all it will take here, you'd figure, is a deep fly ball off the bat of John Garcia to give Asheville the lead. 1-1, up and in, and it's two balls and one strike. Omar De Los Santos in dead center is playing a little bit shallow. Of course, a lot of ground to cover out there in center. 4-12 to dead center, the dimensions here at Maimonides Park. 2-1, chopped third base side, Nate Shaver. The Asheville manager collects off a hop. Foul ball, 2-2. Good crowd on hand on this Sunday afternoon. 45 minutes later than we thought. 2-2. Misses upstairs. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Of course, the Cyclones not the only team impacted by that weather passing through. The big league club. Mets were bumped back about 25 minutes as well. Believe they got underway about 2:25. 3-2. Wave and a miss. Strike 3. Ventura goes back to the breaking ball. And he gets Garcia back-to-back punch outs. So now two away with a runner on third. But today, of course, a historic day in Metland. Number 16. Up with the rest of the Met retired numbers is Doc Gooden honored pregame. First pitch, called strike, and it's nothing and one. And, of course, I wasn't alive to see it, but from everything I've been told, videos I've seen, highlights I've watched, people I've spoken to, that is about as must-watch as a pitcher in baseball has really ever been. And I think for someone like myself, as Ventura pitch misses low 1-1, you know, you think about how many pitchers over the course of the past 10, 15 years have been must-watch. Of course, Jacob deGrom had those great years when he stayed healthy. You rewind back earlier in the Clayton Kershaw days, but even guys like Verlander, Scherzer, I don't know if they crossed that line of must-watch. 1-2, hit on the left side, past the glove of a diving Lugo, and it'll be an RBI single off the bat of Tyler Whitaker as Asheville takes the lead. It's 2-1. So Whitaker gives Asheville the lead now on what is their first base hit of the game, oddly enough. 2 runs on 1 hit. But they do get one off of Ventura here as the inning continues for Logan Cerny. But 84, 85, 86, Doc Gooden. About as masterful as you could possibly be on the mound. Pickoff attempt escapes the glove of Clifford. But the runner stays put at first. Feels like today a day that was long overdue. And now Doc getting his moment. Of course, Daryl Strawberry to have his later on in the year as well. And it was great to see Daryl in attendance at Citi Field today. Of which Doc didn't know he was going to be. First pitch up coming to Cerny. Takes a called strike. It's nothing and one.
You know, a great scene at Citi Field this afternoon with Doc's number 16 at long last retired.
A one up coming from Ventura. 2-1 Terrace here in the home fourth. Another long hold. Here it comes. Cerny takes away. Ball and a strike.
And there really, you're right, Johnny, there really have not been as many, you know, appointment viewing pitchers over the years. There's a select few. I still think of Steven Strasburg when he first came up.
Sure.
Scherzer maybe had a couple of years where he was like that.
1-1. Misses outside. 2 balls and 1 strike.
But I felt a lot of the conversation online was sort of between, well, who is better at their peak, DeGrom or Gooden? And everyone was saying DeGrom, and I felt like that was a lot of recency bias on social media. DeGrom was great, no question, but what Doc was doing in the mid-'80s was incredible, especially when you consider he was just barely 20 years old.
If you want something to marvel at, go look at the game logs on Baseball Reference for Doc Gooden.
Just look at his minor league stats. His last year before he was in the big leagues, he struck out 300 batters in less than 200 innings.
Right.
That's nuts.
2-1, the count. Ventura deals. Cerny takes away three balls and one strike. We're at the bottom of the fourth. It is 2-1 Asheville, an RBI single from Tyler Whitaker. Just gave the Terrace the lead. There are two outs in the inning, though. Yordani Ventura trying to get out of this thing. No action brewing, or maybe a little bit of light tossing. Nothing super crazy. Swing and a miss, and it is 3-2.
Yeah, Ventura has had to work in this inning. Next pitch will be number 29 in the frame.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on first. Logan Cerny standing towards the back of the righty batter's box as Ventura ready to deal his payoff. On the outside corner, strike three called on the fastball. Ventura gets Cerny looking, but not before Asheville takes the lead on an RBI base knock from Tyler Whitaker. Through 3.5, 2-1 Terrace on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bottom of the fourth, 2-1 Asheville. William Lugo watches the first pitch go inside. Breaking ball to the righty batter Lugo for ball one. Jose Gadez back out for another frame of work, and his 1-0 is a called strike. Fastball on the outside corner to Lugo. It is 1-1. Gadez working rather quickly. He gets that baseball back from John Garcia and deals yet again. It is 1-1, misses just off the plate. Two balls and one strike. 2-1 Asheville. Appreciate you spending some time on your Sunday afternoon with us. 2-1 misses inside, and it's three balls and one strike. Asheville a run in the first, a run in the fourth. The only Brooklyn damage offensively, a Nick LaRusso solo shot. 3-1 Lugo is a called strike, and the count is full. Feels like it does, even more so in this inning, this at-bat working really quick. 3-2, ground ball over the middle of the infield. Matthews, the shortstop, on a hop to first for out number one. So Lugo works the count full, but is retired for the first out of the inning. Brings up Drake Osborne. Bases empty and one away. Cloud coverage is pretty much completely dissipated. It is exclusively blue skies overhead. First pitch to Drake Osborne. Hit in the air. Third base side, shallow left field. Fisher fighting the sun makes the catch. So So two very quick outs registered by Jose Gadez. Now Nolan McClain. I've got another pitcher for you there, Justin, that maybe you could throw in that conversation that garnered that must-watch label. Perhaps Pedro Martinez.
Absolutely, especially late 90s.
Right. First pitch to Nolan McClain, fouls it back, nothing and one. I think a lot of it, too, is, you know, obviously with the lack of guys that you can throw that label on recently, even the best of the best only go six, maybe seven innings now if you're lucky. A one up coming to McClain. Waves and misses, and Nolan falls behind quickly, nothing and two. Just don't see the days where pitchers go super, super deep into contests. I mean, just look at today, obviously different in the minor leagues, but Calvin Ziegler pitching well, only two innings. Of course, he's a little bit of an outlier coming off injury. 0-2, McClain swings and misses and is down on three strikes. How about that? 1-2-3 inning for Jose Gadez, and a very quick 1-2-3 inning at that. We have played four from Maimonides Park. 2-1 Tourists on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Let's go to the fifth, 2-1 Terrace. Here's Justin for the play-by-play.
Thank you, Johnny. Yordani Ventura out for his third inning of relief here today. And he gets Ferreras to swing and miss at the first pitch in the count. No balls and a strike. Ferreras, Deming, Matthews, 8-9 and 1 due up in the fifth as this foul back and out of play. And the count quickly 0-2. Asheville, two runs, just one hit. No errors, they have left two. Brooklyn, one run on three hits. Two errors, they have left two today. Ventura from the first base side of the mound. The line, the 0-2 pitch, and a breaking ball inside. And the count evens up at 1-2. Ziegler went two, gave up one unearned run. Ventura been on since the start of the third. The 1-2 pitch, slider outside corner, got him looking. Ferreras shaking his head back and forth. He thought that was off the plate. Fifth strikeout for Ventura. And there's one away in the top of the fifth inning for Austin Deming. Lined out to left in his only at-bat today. He's 0-1. Brooklyn will hit the road on Tuesday to take on Jersey Shore for the first time. As Deming takes down and in, it's 1-0. Asheville will head back home. Open up a series there on Tuesday night at McCormick Field. The 1-0. Outside and low, 2-0. And long ride back for Asheville after the game here today. But they're headed in the right direction. Away from the city traffic on a Sunday. 2-0. And a check swing, but a called strike anyway. And the count, two balls and a strike on the former BYU Cougar. Ventura's 2-1. There's a called strike on the inside corner. And the count runs even at 2-2. We're talking about Dwight Gooden getting his number retired today by the Mets. He and Darryl Strawberry will have their numbers honored this season. Is that outside? And the count full at 3-2. Doc, that amazing career, predominantly with the Mets, the payoff pitch, and Deming in the air to left. Towards the line, Swazi. And he'll reach up into the sky to make the catch for the second out. Two up, two down for Ventura in the fifth inning. Bryce Matthews, the batter. Get you our Coney Combos trivia question of the day. In the bottom half of this fifth inning. But Gooden debuted in 84, played his final year in 2000. Righty offers and a swing and a miss for Matthews. And the count, no balls and a strike. Started his career in the same league that Brooklyn used to play in, the New York Penn League, playing for an affiliate out of Little Falls. Is that outside and low? It's 1-1. Good news if you're a basketball fan here in the New York, New Jersey area. It's gone final in Manhattan. The Knicks beat the Bulls in overtime, 120-119. The 1-1. And there's a called strike at the letters. It's 1-2. Bucks loss to the Knicks, the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs. And that might be the first time that's been the case since at least 2013, maybe longer. As this rolled over on the ground and short, should end the inning. Lugo fields and fires a rocket to retire his counterpart. And your Danny Ventura, a 1-2-3 top of the fifth. To the home fifth we go. Halfway home on this beautiful Sunday. 2-1 Asheville on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Joe Swazi, Nick LaRusso, Kevin Villavicencio, the 3-2 up against Jose Guedes in the home fifth. Brooklyn down by a run. Guedes just 48 pitches through four and his 49th a called strike. And the count 0-1 on Swazi. Ground out to third in his only at-bat. And he's out in front of the bender. And the count quickly jumps in favor of Guedes. No balls and two strikes. Swazi hitless in game two yesterday. Did walk and score a run. Last year, top three levels in the Mets organization. Hit 270 in 99 games. The 0-2. Fastball painted on the outside. Black strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Guedes. Another punch out for him this afternoon. That number six after seven in his season debut. And there's one away in the fifth inning for Nick LaRusso. Hit his first career home run last time up. 100-plus miles an hour off the bat. 380-plus feet off the video board and left as he takes a strike. The 0-1, and LaRusso pulls it fair over the third base bag and down the left field line. Kicks off the sidewall. LaRusso on his way to second, and he's there standing with a one-out double. Fifth hit of the year for LaRusso. Three of them have gone for extra bases. His second double, and Brooklyn the tying run in scoring position. A good job by LaRusso getting out in front, kept it straight over the third base line. And now Kevin Villavicencio 0-for-1 today. With an opportunity to maybe draw this one even. A look at second from Guidez. And the first pitch fastball outside at 92. It's 1-0. Time for our Coney Combos trivia question of the afternoon. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know the answer. We apologize we didn't get you one during the doubleheader yesterday, as there is a strike on the inside corner. Count evens at 1-1. But as you mentioned, Doc Gooden honored today at Citi Field, his number 16 uniform retired. And like Doc, his nephew played for both the Yankees and the Mets during his major league career. Our question today, who is he? As Villavicencio can't hold up. 1-2 now the count on the Brooklyn second baseman. But tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. And if that one's too easy, and we get a quick answer, might come up with another one for you. The 1-2. Villavicencio fouls it back towards us and onto the roof. So no souvenir for Johnny and I. And it's still a ball and two strikes on Villavicencio. Ferreras holds on the runner at second. The 1-2 pitch pulled foul off the hands of Gilbert Gomez in the third base coach's box. And still 1-2 the count on the 20-year-old infielder. One of the youngest guys on this Brooklyn roster. He and Wilfredo Lara won't turn 21 until November, Villavicencio. The 1-2 pitch, line drive right field. There's his first Cyclones base hit. They're going to hold LaRusso at third. Throw in from Whitaker, deflected off the glove of the cutoff man, Price. First hit of the season, first hit as a Brooklyn Cyclone for Villavicencio. And the Cyclones have the tying run 90 feet away for Omar De Los Santos. A good piece of hitting again by Brooklyn, taking the ball the opposite field. And now De Los Santos, who singled, stole a base, and was thrown out trying to score on the Clifford base hit in the third. And he fouls the first pitch away. They have Asensio bluffed. Catcher came out of his crouch, and it's 0-1. Blue skies up above, not a cloud seen across the horizon. The 0-1 runner goes. De Los Santos on the ground at third. They'll throw home, and the tag is in time. They get LaRusso on the fielder's choice at the plate. Nick was off on contact, and Deming had no chance to turn two. Throws home, and they get LaRusso on the 5-2 fielder's choice.
Heads up defense. That's absolutely the right play. Very well executed by Deming at third.
So first and second and two out. And now Wilfredo Lara. Ground out to short. Walk so far in his Cyclones debut. Number 23 prospect in the organization according to MLB.com. And the first pitch slider. Just a bit low and away. And the count 1-0. Lara last year didn't join St. Lucie until the second month of the season on May the 2nd. But still finished fourth in the league in slugging. Fifth in home runs and seventh in wins runs created plus. As he takes down and away. Two balls and no strikes. And for a guy with a lot of power, also moves well, played all around the infield and outfield. Was one of just seven single-A players last year with 14 or more home runs and 14 or more stolen bases. As this tomahawked in the air, first base side. Price, sunglasses on, fair ground, bends his knees and makes the catch. Halfway up the line to end the inning. So Brooklyn threatens, gets the tying run to third, but good infield defense by Asheville keeps the tourists in front. No runs, two hits, two left. 2-1 Asheville after five on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Top of the sixth, top of the 4 o'clock hour. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Brooklyn trails Asheville in this rubber mat series finale 2-1 as Luis Baez takes low. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Baez, Price, Fisher, three scheduled to bat in this sixth inning. The ball dropped by Osborne on the transfer, but a called strike. And the count evens at one as Baez bothered by something on his arm, and so he takes off some sleeve and tosses it back towards the dugout. 1-1, and Baez off the end of the bat and in the left center field for a base hit. Over to cut it off De Los Santos, and does. Baez a wide turnaround first and then retreats. Good job by De Los Santos to keep Baez at first, but Asheville the leadoff man on in the sixth. And clearly whatever that piece of blue fabric was on the arm of Baez was holding him back. So one on, nobody out in the sixth. Brings up Colin Price, who has walked twice today, scored both of Asheville's runs on a wild pitch and an RBI single from Tyler Whitaker. Ventura from the stretch at the letters, and the first pitch fastball, a little bit low, and the count 1-0.
Yeah, top six, but that single by Baez, Justin, only Asheville's second hit of the day, despite the fact that they lead this game 2-1.
As that fastball down and away. And the count, two balls and no strikes. One on, nobody out in the sixth inning. Asheville just two runs on two hits. No errors, two left. Brooklyn a run on five hits, two errors. They have stranded four. Ventura's 2-0. There's a called strike at 91 at the letters. And the count 2-1. Our Coney Combo's trivia question of the afternoon. Doc Gooden having his number retired today by the Mets. Question is, his nephew, like Doc, also played for the Mets and Yankees. Who is he? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. Is this foul back? And the count even, two balls and two strikes. Third baseman LaRusso hugs the line as Baez takes his lead. Throw back to first, and Baez retreats standing up. will have one other question for you, because I find this stuff mildly interesting. This is a swing and a miss, strike three. Six strikeouts this afternoon for Ventura. 10 total for Cyclone pitchers. And one out of the six with one on for Cam Fisher, who has struck out today 0 for 2. But our other question that we will add for bonus points, sort of like whose line is it anyway? The points don't matter. And everything's sort of made up. Except the questions, though. Those are real. As Fisher swings and misses, it's 0-1. But our other question will be, prior to the number being retired today, who will be the last Met ever to have worn number 16 in a game? There's some wild ones and some good ones since Doc Gooden left New York on the Flushing side of things. Is this off the hands about three rows back behind the visiting dugout? And the count 0-2. Some good guys wore number 16 before Dwight Gooden played in New York as well. I always find that interesting, though, especially when it's a player that it's taken them a while to retire the number. It's always a random guy,
right,
that ends up being the last person to wear it. The 0-2. And Fisher can't hold up strike three. Home plate umpire Sullivan makes the call himself. Seven punchies today for Yordani Ventura. And one away in the sixth inning for John Garcia. And what a job done by Yordani. I don't know if he expected to go as long as he has today, but he has given this Brooklyn bullpen some excellent length. His action now down the right field line for the Cyclones. Looks to be Dios Murky Taveras. As John Garcia takes a call at strike one. We'll get you those answers in the bottom of this sixth inning. Winds died down some. Ventura's one strike pitch, and right as he was about to throw, time granted by the home plate umpire Sullivan, and Ventura had to halt himself midway through the delivery. Blue skies up above, the entire diamond bathed in sunlight right now. Some shadows from the ring lights stretching out along the first base side and foul ground. A long set, now the 0-1. And a slider atop the zone, it's 0-2. Garcia, a quick look back. I don't think he agreed. And it's no balls and two strikes on the Asheville catcher. Tyler Whitaker, the difference in this game, on deck. And the go-ahead RBI single against Yordani in the fourth. The 0-2 runner goes. This off the end of the bat to third. LaRusso slides to his left. Throw to first in plenty of time. And the inning is over. So Asheville gets a leadoff single from Baez. But Ventura holds him at first base. To the bottom of the sixth we go. We'll get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia questions when we come back. 2-1 Asheville on Bally Live on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Call to the bullpen for Asheville, Manuel Urias on in relief to take the spot of Jose Godez. Urias' second appearance of the season, did give up five earned through three and a third in his first 2024 appearance, which was a start. So another one of these guys in the Astros organization that they can roll out there as a starter, but they also like as a bullpen option as well. Urias spent all of last year with Fayetteville, 4.15 ERA across 24 appearances. Five out of those 24 were indeed starts. Ryan Clifford up to bat, and Brooklyn trailing 2-1.
So a couple of former Fayetteville teammates face off against one another, and Ryan Clifford greets him first pitch off the end of the bat to right, calling everyone off Whitaker. And he'll make the play, one pitch, one out, here in the home sixth inning. Final line for the Asheville starter, Godez. Five innings, leaves in line for the win. Just one run on five hits, a walk. Six strikeouts, 65 pitches, 47 strikes for him. As William Lugo, the batter. Take a look at our Coney Convo's trivia question today. Get you the answers as Lugo can't hold up. It's no balls and a strike. Our question was, Doc Gooden had his number retired this afternoon at Citi Field. His nephew, also a former Met and Yankee. Who is he? As that pitch, a called strike, it's 0-2. Mary DiBernardo chiming in alongside her sister Diane, saying she likes Gary Sheffield for the original question. Then our bonus question today was, who is the last Met to ever wear number 16? And their guess for that one was the catcher for the Mets, one of the last times they made the NLCS, as Lugo fouls it back at 0-2 still. Paul LaDuca, the guest there. Well, Mary and Diane, Gary Sheffield is the correct answer. He is Dwight's nephew. Is this a one-hopper up the middle? Fielded behind second, off-balance throw by Ferreras in time for the second out. And two down in the sixth for Drake Osborne. And Gary was there today. Sheffield hit his 500th home run with the Mets, but Johnny, you have any guesses on who was the last player to wear 16? LaDuca did wear it after Gooden, but he was not the last to do so.
I'm going to go with John Buck. Was John Buck number 16? For some reason, that sticks out.
He was not. He was, I think, number 14.
Okay.
As Osborne takes low 1-0.
How about Jordani Valdespin? Was he a 16?
He was not a 16. I think he wore one. Might have worn another number, but Osborne takes up and away 2-0. Any other thoughts?
No. I thought one of those two.
My hint is he was a member of last year's World Series champion Texas Rangers.
Osborne takes a strike.
Travis Jankowski.
Former Stony Brook Seawolf as well.
Yes, he was. Helped lead the Seawolves to the College World Series. Former born Brave in the Cape League as well. Osborne takes high 3-1. The guys that wore number 16 after Doc were an eclectic group. Base is empty, two out. The 3-1 is high, ball four, and Osborne on with a two-out walk. But the first player to wear number 16 after Doc was 4 years after he left in 1994. And a guy that probably most Met fans don't even remember him being on the team. I certainly didn't. You probably don't because you weren't alive yet. But Hideo Nomo was the first Met to wear that number after Doc. Then it was Derek Bell on that 2000 World Series team. Doug Minkiewicz, David Cone wore it in 2003. There's a strike in the count, 0-1 on Nolan McLean. Then it was LaDuca. Cyclone legend Angel Pagan also wore the number. And then it starts getting a little bit funky as this pulled foul and off the hand of somebody in the Asheville dugout at 0-2. The last 10 or so names are sort of like immaculate grid. Rob Johnson, Rick Ankiel, Daisuke Matsuzaka, Dilson Herrera, Daniel Muno, Alejandro Deaza, Austin Jackson, Kevin Kaczmarski, Jake Marisnik, and then Jankowski.
Wow.
The 0-2. And it's 1-2. If any of you use any of those players in your Immaculate Grid game today, you have to give Johnny and I partial credit. One on, two out. Brooklyn down a run in the sixth. The 1-2 pitch. High in the count even. Two balls and two strikes. But the last person to wear 16 before Dwight was another Mets legend, Lee Mazzilli. And John Stearns before him. As that pitch outside, and McLean's run it full, three balls and two strikes. Joe Swazi, the left fielder, waiting on deck. We'll break out number 18 when Darryl has his number retired. That one equally as nutty. As this one hit in the air, deep left field, and this one's going into orbit. Nolan McLean off the light stanchion and beyond. .112 off the bat, at least .379, and that's on the low side. Three games as a position player, three extra base hits, 3-2 Brooklyn in the sixth.
Two homers for Nolan now, and they have both been jaw-dropping. Just a raw display of power.
Might have hit that one all the way back to Stillwater. Well, I think Nolan McLean's got a handle on this two-way position player thing. As that outside, it's 1-0. What a week for Nolan. 3 1/3 shutout innings on the mound. A double, two home runs, including the go-ahead shot here in the sixth. As Swazi takes a called strike, it's 1-1. The 1-1. Outside, and it's two balls and one strike. And Nolan has said throughout the week that he doesn't view himself as a two-way player. He's just a baseball player. Wants to keep being that pitcher and hitter like he was as a kid for as long as he can. As Swazi pulls it foul, it's 2-2. And, well, if he keeps doing what he's doing, he's going to keep doing it for a long time. Two-two. Struck him out on the high fastball. And the side retired. But the damage done for Brooklyn, all with two out in the sixth. Nolan McLean, a long bomb, gives way to the major league rehabber, Sean Reed Foley. SRF on to make his first rehab appearance with Brooklyn when we come back to the seventh. 3-2 Cyclones on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
How do we create hope for a cleaner planet? Together. We see you doing your part every day, and we're here to power everything you do with clean, renewable energy. We see you DIYing and mindful downsizing, conscious carpooling and weekend beach cleaning. We see you flower box farming, sapling protecting, and eco-startupping. Everyone finding their electric streak and catching the nature bug. We see you inspiring others by using your power for more. All who've long gone green and all thinking about taking that first step and making a simple switch for collective change. Since 1997, Green Mountain Energy has helped communities light up with hope for a greener future with solar and wind power. So join us for the love of the planet and for the hope inspired by everything on it. Green Mountain Energy, light the future.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Nolan McLean sets the stage for the Major League rehabber. Sean Reed Foley is on for Brooklyn as we head to the top of the seventh. Whitaker, Cerny, Ferreras due up. And here's Johnny Gadamowicz with the play-by-play.
And Reed Foley pitching with the luxury of a one-run lead as his first toss misses inside for ball one. 1-0 to the righty batter Tyler Whitaker. It is Whitaker, Cerny,
then Pascanel Ferreris, the three to begin this top of the seventh for Asheville. Tourists only have two base hits all day, 1-0. Misses outside from Reed Foley, 93 on the gun, and it's two balls and no strikes. Reed Foley, no stranger to Brooklyn. Three appearances with the Cyclones in a rehab stint last year. Ready to deal a 2-0, the righty against the righty bat. He fires. Good fastball called strike. Two balls and one strike to Tyler Whitaker. 1-for-2 today. RBI single his last time up. Reed Foley, a former second-round draft pick by the Toronto Blue Jays organization. 2-1 called strike. And it's 2-2. Came over to the New York Mets as a part of a deal that sent Steven Matz north of the border. Ready to deal a 2-2 pitch. Bases empty. Nobody out here. Top seven. Reed Foley delivers. Wave and a miss. Strike three. 95 on the gun. One away. Bases empty. And Reed Foley sharp to begin his afternoon.
You love seeing that fastball velocity up for SRF.
Now he gets Logan Cerny, righty batter. Reed Foley set at his belt. Very short delivery, the high left leg kick, and the pitch. Called strike on the outer edge. Nothing and one. Reed Foley has a brother who pitched in the Dodgers farm system. Baseball in the family for the right-hander. Stands 6'3", 230 pounds. His 0-1 offering is a called strike, and it's nothing and two. Some overlap with some of his Mets teammates as well growing up. Played travel ball with David Peterson in the state of Florida as a teenager. Delivers an 0-2. Misses just a hair outside. And it's one ball and two strikes. Again, 95 on the radar gun from Reed Foley. But with Brooklyn last year, three games to the tune of a 3.38 ERA. Of course, a very small sample size. Ahead on him, 1-2. Here's the pitch. Wave and a miss, strike three. Reed Foley just pumping gas as Brooklyn will hurl it around the infield. Two up, two down, both via the punch out. 13 strikeouts today for Cyclones pitchers. Bases empty, two gone. Here's Pascanel Ferreris. 0-for-2 today, a pair of strikeouts. Righty-righty matchup. Reed Foley ready to deal. Here it comes, and Ferreris takes a called strike. Nothing and one to the righty hitting second baseman. So Reed Foley, seven appearances with the Mets at the big league level back in 2022 before falling victim to a torn UCL. As a 0-1 darts in there for a called strike, nothing and two. Missed the remainder of the 2022 campaign. Didn't return until late August of 2023, August 23rd, to be exact. Pitched in eight games with the Mets from then on out to conclude last year. ERA right around 3.5 as his 0-2 pitch. Misses a bit low. One ball and two strikes. Of course, prior to that major league debut in late August last year, that was when he was going through those rehab stints when he was here on Coney Island. Working his way back towards the big league level in 2024. 1-2. Misses outside. Two balls and two strikes. You mentioned pitched in eight games with the Mets a season ago out of New York's pen. Was scoreless in seven of those eight outings. Became a relied upon arm down the stretch. 2-2. Cut and a miss. Strike three. Three batters, three strikeouts for Sean Reed Foley. Keeping the Asheville bats at bay in the top of the seventh. Stretch time in Brooklyn. Cyclones leading 3-2 on Valley Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough.
I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan, MLB Now. Weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Let's go bottom seven. From Maimonides Park, Cyclones up 3-2, trying to grab the series victory with a win today. Brooklyn will have taken 4 of 6 from the Asheville Tourists and would improve their record to 4-5 on the season after a tough 0-3 start. 8-9-1 due up for the Clones here in the bottom of the seventh. Nick LaRusso has already departed the ballpark once, and he takes a first pitch for a call and strike. Nothing and one. LaRusso cranks this one in the air to left field, back at the track, at the wall, and two steps in front of said wall. Cam Fisher makes the catch. Very similar part to where he clanged it off the scoreboard earlier. Was going for the double doink, but fell a little bit short. And very loud out number one.
Chris Collinsworth nowhere in sight. I was trying to will that one over the fence, but just a couple inches short.
Now Kevin Villavicencio, first pitch to him. Slices it foul into the seats on the right side, nothing and one. Villavicencio picked up his first hit of the season back in the bottom of the fifth. We saw him make a fantastic play defensively in the field earlier as well to wrap up the bottom of the first. Takes an 0-1 low and in, 1-1. Brooklyn 3 runs on 6 hits, 1-1. Villavicencio shows bunt, gets it down the third base line. Deming charging in, bare hands and throws, but it's late. Villavicencio utilizing those wheels, and he has his second base hit of the day. Now Omar De Los Santos up to bat, 1-on-1. Mets in action right now against the Kansas City Royals. No score in the top of the eighth. It was a pitcher's duel between Cole Reagans and Jose Buto, who went 6 innings of scoreless 2-hit ball with 9 strikeouts.
I think they found another starter.
Particularly against a Kansas City offense that has been relentless to start the 2024 season.
And I got to give a lot of credit. There are a lot of people on social media talking about how good he looked in spring training.
Villavicencio takes off, called strike one, throw down a good one in time to get him. John Garcia plucks Kevin Villavicencio off the base pads on a very pretty-looking 2-4 caught stealing. So bases empty, 2 gone. 0-1 the count on De Los Santos. Here it comes. Omar takes inside. Ball one. Yeah, so Buto pitched well, as did Cole Reagan's Kansas City starter. 6 shutout innings, 8 strikeouts, 5 hits. 1-1. De Los Santos chops it to third, charging towards foul ground. Deming collects, but his throw is wide. Omar's got plenty of speed, so he's going towards second. The throw, safe. He slides in head first. Imagine that'll go down as an E5. It was a very nice play by Austin Deming to get to the baseball to begin with. Fielded on the backhand, he knew he had to rush the throw. De Los Santos' speed has been on display all week. Maybe that caused him to not fully set And as a result, throw just a little bit wide for the first baseman Price to reel in. And anytime there's a misplay where Omar has an opportunity to take another base, you know he's going to do just that. So a runner in scoring position. Brooklyn looking for some insurance here. Bottom seven. Wilfredo Lara up to bat. Cyclones lead 3-2. First pitch, called strike. Nothing in one. De Los Santos has already swiped a bag today. Oh and one to Lara. Here it comes. Lara swings and hits it in the air. Shallow left center. Center fielder Cerny. Couple of steps to his right. It's the left fielder Fisher, though, who comes in to make the catch to retire the side. So Brooklyn can't plate anything in the bottom of the seventh, despite putting some men on the base pads. A caught stealing helps Asheville in that department. We've played seven from Maimonides Park. 3-2 Cyclones on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
So Sean Reed Foley's day done. He tosses a clean 1-2-3 inning with three strikeouts. Hard to be much better than he was. Now Justin Lawson on, trying to preserve a one-run Brooklyn lead as we go to the eighth, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Austin Deming, Bryce Matthews, Luis Baez, 9-1-2 due up for Asheville in the eighth. And the first pitch from Lawson, deep to right field. Back goes Lara, and he'll make the running grab back into his right. Hasn't had a whole lot of opportunities in right field today, but Lara makes the first one look easy. One pitch, one out in the top of the eighth inning. New arm in the game, as Johnny mentioned. The right-hander, Justin Lawson, 6'3", 205 pounds. 23 years old from Winfield, Louisiana. Mets draftee last year out of NC State. And there is a fastball strike at 92. And the count 0-1 on Matthews, 0-2 with a walk today. Ground out to short his last time. The 0-1. Another fastball strike, same spot. And it's 0-2. Lawson on Tuesday night picked up the save. Three shutout innings, one hit, a walk, struck out four through 41 pitches. The 0-2, breaking ball up and in, and the count of ball and two strikes. The 1-2. Foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Osborne, strike three. There's the first strikeout this afternoon for Lawson. And there's two out in the eighth inning.
15 punch-outs by Brooklyn Arms. It's not the first time this season, Justin, that we've seen them collectively as a staff climb into the mid to upper teen marks with the strikeouts.
And
really impressive.
They had 18 last Sunday in the extra-inning defeat to Wilmington as Luis Baez sends one towards the first base, seats it 0-1. And those 18 strikeouts last Sunday for the most for Brooklyn in a single game in an extended period of time. As Baez out in front of the off-speed, it's 0-2. Yeah, the 18 strikeouts in that game, the most for Brooklyn since July 2016. The 0-2. And he got him. 16 strikeouts this afternoon for Brooklyn pitching, including five in the last two innings between Sean Reed Foley and Justin Lawson. We head to the home eighth. Brooklyn looking for insurance. They lead by 1-3-2 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Manuel Urias back to work for Asheville in the eighth inning. Fans calling all kids. The only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see the Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledgehouse Media. All you have to do, read 4 books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get 2 free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones game. For more info, visit brooklyncyclones.com/enrichment. Ryan Clifford, William Lugo, Drake Osborne, if anyone reaches, Nolan McClain. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Brooklyn a 3-2 lead. Clifford 1-for-3 with a base hit this afternoon. And he takes a pitch in the dirt. And the count, 2 balls and no strikes. More action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. It is Ben Simon up and warming down the line. The 2-0. Clifford, a home run hack ahead in the count. But Urias throws the off speed in the count 2-1. Urias originally signed out of Mexico by the Philadelphia Phillies in 2018 as Clifford takes high. It's 3 balls and a strike. He's named the Dominican Summer League Pitcher of the Month in September 21 in the Phillies system. But his second year now in the Astros farm chain. The 3-1. And Clifford may have swung at ball 4. Bottom fell out of that pitch. And it's full 3 balls and 2 strikes. But Astros took him in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft in December 2022. The payoff. And Clifford in the air down the left field line. Back into his right. Fisher to the warning track. And that's a foul ball. Had home run distance, but couldn't quite keep it straight enough to hook it around the pole. Predominantly fastball slider change, can also toss a curveball. The 3-2, and he struck him out. Slider that time down and in. And Urias with his second strikeout of the day. One out in the eighth for William Lugo. Asheville have 3-4-5 due up in their half of the ninth. Price, Fisher, and Garcia. Lugo 0-for-3 today. Rounded out to second last time up against Urias in the sixth inning. And there is a called strike to Lugo. And the count 0-1. Chance of let's go Cyclones bellowing out. As Lugo fouls it aside, and it's still 0-2. Lugo takes inside. And the count of ball and two strikes. Looking at the Mets organization on this Sunday. About 20-5 in the East. Mets and Royals still scoreless in the bottom of the eighth inning. Buteau, six two-hit shutout innings as Lugo swings and misses ball, gets away from Garcia up the third base line, fires on to first, and he completes the strikeout 2-3. Back-to-back strikeouts for Urias in the eighth. And now Drake Osborne 0-2 with a walk. And just two hits combined allowed between Buteau, Ottavino, and Brooks Raley today. Well, we have good news out of Flushing as Osborne pops it in the air. This is Souvenir. It's 0-1. Harrison Bader delivering an infield base hit to score Alonzo with the bases loaded. And the Mets a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Trying to take two out of three from Kansas City and win their third straight series as Osborne pulls it into the visiting dugout. It's 0-2. Triple-A Syracuse, a doubleheader today. One game, one at 10-5. Hit a bevy of home runs as Osborne takes in the dirt. It's a ball and two strikes. Luke Ritter, Tomas Nito, Ben Gamel went deep, and Trace Thompson a multi-home run game. 1-2, and Osborne chops it foul. Third base way. Game two, though, going the way of Worcester right now. Syracuse trailing 8-2 in the home fifth. Rylan Bannon, a two-run home run in that ball game. Double-A Binghamton falling in Erie today 5-3. 1-2 pitch on the inside corner with a breaking ball, strike three. So Manuel Urias strikes out the side in order in the eighth and does it on 16 pitches. We head to the ninth. Brooklyn trying to close out a series victory. They lead 3-2 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Go to the bullpen for the Cyclones as we head to the ninth. Ben Simon, the Jersey kid, coming on to try and finish it off. Brooklyn a 3-2 lead. As we head to the ninth inning, Simon, 5'11", 197 pounds, just 22 years old from East Windsor, New Jersey. Mets 13th round pick last year out of Elon University in North Carolina. Colin Price, Cam Fisher, John Garcia, the three due up. The first pitch of the ninth, and Price tries to check his swing, and he did, says the base umpire Hopkins. Brooklyn dugout disagrees, and the count 1-0. Final line up for Justin Lawson. He was outstanding. One perfect inning on the bump. The 1-0, and the off-speed has Price leaning, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Lawson, one inning, no runs, no hits, no walks. Struck out two. Needed just eight pitches and seven strikes. The 1-1. A little bit down. And the count, two balls and a strike. Simon making his third appearance of the year for Brooklyn. He's given up three runs on five hits in four innings, two walks and three Ks. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. Last pitched against Asheville in the matinee on Wednesday. Gave up a run on four hits in two and a third innings. From the first base side of the rubber, the 2-2. And Price, little soft dribbler off the plate. And the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Simon picked up his save in a major league spring training game this spring. A 2 1/3 scoreless in two games. The 2-2. Fastball down and away at 97. And Price has run it full, three balls and two strikes. The payoff pitch. And Price hits it in the air to left. Back towards the warning track. Swazi looking up, and we are tied. Colin Price leads off the ninth inning with a game-tying home run down the line. His second home run of the year, and just like that, we're even at three. Got it up and into the wind. Just 95 miles an hour off the bat at 342 feet. But it all counts the same as Asheville ties the score. So Cam Fisher will step in. He's 0 for 3. Couple of strikeouts, and he takes down and in. And the count 1-0. You see Price giving the scouting report to everyone on the way by back into the dugout. 1-0, and Fisher can't hold up. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. So Brooklyn in the home ninth, try and walk it off for the first time this season. 1-1, and Fisher tied up inside. It's 1-2. McLean, Swazi, LaRusso. The three will be scheduled to hit in the ninth inning. One, two, and a fastball brushes him back by the waist. And the count even, two balls and two strikes on Fisher. McLean and LaRusso have created all three of the runs today for Brooklyn. So right part of the lineup due up in the home ninth. Is this a big chopper to first and just foul? Clifford was straddling the chalk line. With the base umpire, Justin Hopkins immediately calling foul. And so Fisher back to home plate with a two-ball, two-strike count. No action in the Asheville left field bullpen, so you'd have to imagine Urias will come back out for the night. The 2-2, and he got him. Well, Simon comes back to dial up a 96-mile-an-hour strikeout, and there's one away in the ninth inning for John Garcia. Garcia 0 for 3 today, couple of ground balls and a strikeout. Round out to third in his last at-bat. First pitch, Garcia takes down and away. And the count 1-0. Worth noting, Brooklyn did have seven walk-off winners last year. It was, to a certain degree, comical how many walk-offs Brooklyn was involved in. Garcia takes a knee-high strike. It's 1-1. They've already been walked off twice this year. But last year, 10 of the 65 losses on walk-offs and 17 of the team's 131 games ending in that fashion. Pop-up right side of the infield. Kevin Villavicencio calls off Clifford. And with the sunglasses on, makes the catch on the brown shaded turf. Two out now in the ninth inning. Tyler Whitaker, the batter, prior to the home run, had created Asheville's most recent run on an RBI single. He's 1-for-3 today, has sandwiched that with a couple of strikeouts. The first pitch from Simon, a good slider. And the count 0-1. It's final from Flushing. Mets added another run in the eighth. Royals answered back with a run in the ninth, but the Mets have taken 2-of-3 from Kansas City as they win it 2-1. As Whitaker takes a call at strike two. And so the Mets, after that disappointing first couple of series, have now taken three straight sets from the Reds, Braves, and Royals. Whitaker fouls it away 0-2. One of those three, one of the Mets' hated rivals. The other two, two of the up-and-coming franchises in the big leagues. The 0-2. Up and in. And Whitaker stays away. A ball and two strikes. McLean, Swazi, LaRusso, if anyone reaches, via Vicencio and then De Los Santos in Brooklyn tonight. A 1-2. And this off the end of the bat. Diving play by Lugo to his left. From his knees, and the throw doesn't have enough behind it. And Whitaker legs out an infield base hit. Lugo didn't think he had enough time to get back on his feet and make the throw to first. And just couldn't get enough behind that throw from his knees. And so Whitaker is on. His second hit of the day. And Asheville, the leadoff, or rather the leading run aboard for Logan Cerny, who has struck out three times today. Two swinging and one looking. And Simon's first pitch off the outside half. And the count 1-0. Asheville, three runs, four hits, an error. They have left three. Brooklyn, three runs, seven hits, two errors. They have left five. The 1-0. And this fouled off the screen. It's a ball and a strike. Brooklyn in the home whites. Asheville in the road grays this afternoon. Right now on Coney Island, sunny skies, no clouds, but a chill in the air. Feels good in the sunshine, though. Throw back to first, and Whitaker dives back safely. This game starting 46 minutes late because of rain here in Brooklyn. The 1-1. And Cerny able to foul it aside, and the count of ball and two strikes. Pascanel Ferreras, the second baseman on deck for Asheville. Simon up at 24 pitches in the inning. Victor Castaneda up and throwing down the line for Brooklyn. Throw back to first one more time. And Whitaker again able to get his hand in there. Infield shifted for Whitaker to pull. Lugo and LaRusso hugging the line. The 1-2 pitch. And Whitaker, another Cerny, excuse me, sends one towards the parking lot behind first. And it's still a one ball, two strike count on the Asheville center fielder. Former 10th round pick of the Phillies out of Troy University in Alabama. The 1-2, and he struck him out. Fastball up at 95. And Simon strands a runner in the ninth, but not before Asheville able to tie the score on the leadoff home run by Colin Price. Well, last Sunday, Brooklyn was walked off in Wilmington, trying to flip the script on this Sunday in Brooklyn. McLean, Swazi, LaRusso, due up. Tied at three on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, he provided the last two runs for Brooklyn. You thought it would hold up. It did not. And Nolan McLean will lead off for the Cyclones here in the bottom of the ninth inning against Manuel Urias. And the first pitch of the ninth is taken by McLean for a strike. And the count 0-1. McLean, a two-run home run to left field his last time up. Variety offers, and McLean takes a called strike. And he's quickly behind in the count 0-2. McLean, Swazi, LaRusso, the three scheduled batters in the inning. The righty deals, and McLean fouls it off and stays alive. Anyone reaches via Vicencio and then De Los Santos. As Urias trying to get us to extras. The 0-2 pitch. Inside, McLean takes a step back, and it's 1-2. Urias up over 50 pitches on the day, but no action in the tourist bullpen. But 1-2 inside again, and it's even two balls and two strikes on Nolan. Brooklyn's last walk-off win. You have to go back to the final Friday of the regular season last year. The 2-2. And McLean, a bouncing ball up the third base line, stays wide of the chalk line. 2-2 it remains. But Drake Osborne won that one on a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the ninth inning. Worth noting, Brooklyn did not have a walk-off home run last year. Clearly the cold never bothered the folks on Coney Island anyway. Some shirtless here up in the suite level as McLean calls and asks for time. Is this a Cyclones game in April or an NFC North game in December? The 2-2 at the letter, strike three called, and McLean wasn't quite sure about that. So Urias with his fourth straight strikeout has retired five straight. And now Joe Swazi, who had a walk-off sack fly for the Mets in big league spring training back in March, will come to the plate with one out of the ninth. Swazi 0 for 3, and the fastball from Urias high for ball one. Should we get to the 10th, it would be 8-9-1 for Asheville, Ferreras, Deming, and Matthews, as Swazi swings through the pitch up in the zone, and the count even at a ball and a strike. Logan Cerny would be the auto runner at second. The 1-1. And there's a line drive right at the shortstop, Matthews. Little bend in his knees and makes the catch for the second out. And two away in the ninth inning for Nick LaRusso. LaRusso came a couple of feet shy of a home run his last time. Clubbed a solo shot to tie it in the third and also doubled down the left field line. Back in the fifth inning. And LaRusso takes outside. It's 1-0. Top of the 5 o'clock hour in the East. The 1-0 pitch. And LaRusso over the top. And the count evens at 1. Castaneda up and throwing down the line for Brooklyn. Have to imagine he'll be the guy if we do get to the 10th. The 1-1. And LaRusso in the air. Deep left field. Back goes Fisher, and you can go home with a victory. Nick LaRusso starts the scoring with his first career home run, and he ends it with his second. Your final score in 9, the Brooklyn Cyclones 4, the Asheville Tourists 3, and get ready for the scrum at home, Mr. LaRusso. .106 off the bat. At least .365 to straightaway left. And the man who set Maryland's single season and all-time RBI mark drives in the game-winning run on a walk-off shot today. Brooklyn's first walk-off home run since 2022. Gilbert Gomez a hugger for the hero LaRusso. And Brooklyn closes out the series with a series victory. And now we send it down to the field for Johnny Gadamowicz with our hero, Nick LaRusso. Great job from Johnny Gadamowicz with the walk-off hero, Nick LaRusso. So after Asheville tied it on a home run in the 9th, Brooklyn gets one back to win it in their half. Your final score, Brooklyn 4, Asheville 3. The recap report next on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney
Stein,
Island with the
perfect
Cyclone
for toasting
Sunday
to a victory.
Package.
Or guarantee
Put
your Harry Potter jersey with the
best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on 5 special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Well, Johnny's back up here in the booth, and we were just talking back and forth off air. What a game. What a great baseball game we were treated to here.
Crazy.
On this Sunday afternoon. Back and forth, both teams held the lead. A game-tying home run to start the ninth, and a walk-off home run to end it. Alongside Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock. So glad to have you with us. Cyclones, a 4-3 walk-off winner. Welcome back on the recap report, the happy recap on the day the Mets retired Doc Gooden's number 16. The Mets get a one-run win, and so do their minor league affiliate in the borough of Brooklyn. As the Cyclones earn the series win, as they improve with the victory here this afternoon to 4-5. Ashland with the loss drops to 4-5 as well. Let's take you through the game that was here today. And Asheville got off to a hot start. Calvin Ziegler made the start for Brooklyn today against the right-hander Jose Guedes. Bryce Matthews walked to lead off the ball game, and after Luis Baez struck out, Colin Price walked, an errant pickoff throw to second allowed the runners to take second and third. And after a fielder's choice erased the lead runner at third, still had second and third and two out. And Calvin Ziegler had the opportunity to get out of the inning. The righty fires, and a breaking ball, ski balls off the glove of Osborne, and Asheville's going to take the lead. Price scores, Fisher takes third. A breaking ball that Osborne couldn't smother, and the Tourists take a 1-0 advantage. So Asheville took a 1-0 lead after a half an inning. Calvin Ziegler would go 2 in the ball game, gave way to Yordani Ventura. Would remain a 1-0 Asheville lead into the third inning after Joe Swazi grounded out to start the frame. It was Nick LaRusso at the plate for his first at-bat of the afternoon.
Pitch clock reset. A one on the way. LaRusso hits it in the air to left. Running back towards the wall, Fisher, and he watches it clang off the scoreboard. That's a loud home run from Nick LaRusso, who pulls Brooklyn even at 1-1.
That home run from Nick LaRusso, the first of his professional career. And that tied the score at 1 after 3 innings of play. Ventura kept going for Brooklyn from the third until the sixth. And then in the bottom of the sixth inning, Brooklyn sprung a rally with two out. Drake Osborne walked against Asheville's new arm, Manuel Urias. And then Nolan McClain, who's played or had played in two games as a position player coming into the play today, homered in the first, doubled in the second, and, well, symmetry, something Nolan McClain likes. At number 18 when Darryl has his number retired. That one equally as nutty. As this one hit in the air, deep left field, and this one's going into orbit. Nolan McClain off the light stanchion and beyond. .112 off the bat, at least .379, and that's on the low side. Three games as a position player, three extra base hits, 3-2 Brooklyn in the sixth. That home run from McClain is second of the series, and for a long time it looked like that would be the blow that held up in the ballgame. Inning came to a close, seventh inning came on. Sean Reed Foley on as part of a Major League rehab assignment. Struck out Tyler Whitaker. Struck out Logan Cerny. And the only thing separating Sean Reed Foley from a perfect seventh, Pascanel Ferreras.
Outings. Became a relied upon arm down the stretch. 2-2. Cut and a miss, strike three. Three batters, three strikeouts for Sean Reed Foley. Keeping the Asheville bats at bay in the top of the seventh.
Sean Reed Foley struck out the side in order on 14 pitches. Justin Lawson came on, worked a perfect eighth inning. Then Ben Simon was tasked to try and close it out in the ninth inning. He got to two strikes on Colin Price, but the Asheville catcher made his appearance a little bit rude to start. The payoff pitch, and Price hits it in the air to left. Back towards the warning track. Swazi looking up, and we are tied. Colin Price leads off the ninth inning with a game-tying home run down the line. His second home run of the year, and just like that, we're even at three. Got it up and into the wind. Just 95 miles an hour off the bat at 342 feet. Well, that home run from Colin Price tied the game. A great series for him, the former Mercer Bear. Asheville would get a two-out base runner against Simon in the ninth, but a strikeout of Logan Cerny ended that rally. Manuel Urias stayed on to try and get Asheville into the 10th. Nolan McLean struck out looking. Then Joe Swazi lined out sharply to short. And then Nick LaRusso was the batter. And that set up our Cyclones Radio Network play of the game. The 1-1. And LaRusso in the air. Deep left field. Back goes Fisher, and you can go home with a victory. Nick LaRusso starts the scoring with his first career home run, and he ends it with his second. Your final score in nine, the Brooklyn Cyclones 4, the Asheville Tourists 3, and get ready for the scrum at home, Mr. LaRusso. And that's how it sounded right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Nick LaRusso, his first two career home runs as the Cyclones win it this afternoon by a final of 4-3. Winning a pitcher this afternoon, it wasn't exactly how we wanted to pick it up, but Ben Simon gets the W, did a good job staying strong after the leadoff home run, a run on two hits in an inning, no walks and two strikeouts. Manuel Urias, the loss, gave up three runs on three hits in 3 2/3, a walk and five strikeouts. Final line score this afternoon, Asheville 3 runs, 4 hits, an error. They left 4. Brooklyn 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They left 5. Final time of game this afternoon, just 2 hours and 14 minutes after a 45-minute delay at the start in front of a crowd of 1,569 to see Brooklyn's first walk-off home run since 2022. With a look around the rest of the South Atlantic League, the Mets organization in Major League Baseball, here's the man who spoke to the hero today, Nick LaRusso. That is Johnny Gadamowicz.
All right, Justin, sounds like a plan. Yeah, we'll start you out around the South Atlantic League. Couple of games have already gone final. Hudson Valley and Rome have concluded. Rome took that one 5-4 in 8 innings. Elsewhere, Jersey Shore and Hickory also wrapped up. The Crawdads put up a 10 spot. They beat Jersey Shore 10-8. Greensboro defeated Winston-Salem on the road 6-4. Only other game that has already been concluded, Aberdeen and Wilmington. Wilmington had a hot start to the year. They were 6-2, but cooled off at least for today. Aberdeen takes that one 10-4 at home down in Maryland. Two games going on right now. Hudson Valley and Rome tied up at 3 in the bottom of the fourth. That's why game one only went 8 innings, because technically it only should have gone 7 innings, but it went to extras because of that 7-inning doubleheader. So Hudson Valley and Rome tied up at 3, bottom 4 from down in Rome. Bowling Green and Greenville in the top of the 7th, and it is the Drive, the Red Sox affiliate, that holds a 5-4 lead over the Hot Rods in the top of the 7th. As far as the Mets affiliates are concerned on this Sunday afternoon, a couple of games have already gone final. One of them is Binghamton and Erie. Rumble Ponies, unfortunately, fell on the road 3-5, or 5-3, I should say, to wrap up their series this week. St. Lucie also losers. Jupiter took them down 2-1, the final down in Florida. Doubleheader for Syracuse today. They had 14 hits in game number one in a 10-5 drubbing of the WooSox. Not the same in game two, though. WooSox giving the S-Mets a little bit of a taste of their own medicine. They lead that one 8-4 in the bottom of the seventh as things stand right now. Mark Vientos with a base hit in that game at this moment. Major League Baseball, Mets take down the Kansas City Royals to grab a victory on Doc Gooden Day at Citi Field, 2-1. Mets victorious to improve to 7-8 on the season, just one game under 500 after a rough start to the 2024 campaign. New York has now taken three of their last four. They took two of three at home against the Royals. Elsewhere around the major leagues on this Sunday, of course, plenty of day games, and some have already gone final. We will start out with Milwaukee and Baltimore, where Corbin Burnes beat his former team pitching for the Orioles. Baltimore took that one 6-4, but it was Yainer Cano, not Burnes, who got the win in that game. Pirates defeated the Phillies 9-2 in Philadelphia. Zach Wheeler the loss, Mitch Keller the win. Toronto 5-0 winners over the Rockies. They held Colorado to just two hits. Strong outing from Jose Berrios starting that game for the Blue Jays. Braves 9-7 winners on the road over the Marlins. Marcell Ozuna a go-ahead three-run home run in the ninth inning in that one. Tigers 4-3 winners at home over Minnesota. Cleveland takes down the Yankees 8-7 in extras in Progressive Field. 8-7 the win for the Guardians. Tampa defeats the Giants 9-4. 9 runs on 10 hits for the Rays as Blake Snell really roughed up in that game. Tampa hit 4 home runs. 4 of their 10 hits left the ballpark down at the drop. Reds 11-4 winners on the road against the White Sox. Graham Ashcraft the win. Mike Soroka the loss. Astros take down the Rangers 8-5. Christian Javier improves to 2-0. Nathan Eovaldi the loss in that one. Couple games currently underway. Nationals up 4-0 on Oakland on the road. Cubs shutting down Seattle 3-0 at the end of 4 from Seattle. And then the only other game currently going on is a scoreless tie between St. Louis and Arizona in the top of the 5th. Zach Gallen tossing a gem so far in that one. Sunday Night Baseball tonight, Padres Dodgers, Yu Darvish against James Paxton. You see last night, Justin, there was a rain delay in the Dodger game. Dodgers never have rain delays.
Do they have a tarp at Dodger Stadium?
Know. I'm not even sure.
They just take towels out of the clubhouse and just like put them on second base?
Uncharted territory for them in the Dodger blue. But that wraps up your look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Cyclones victorious and the Mets victorious on this Sunday afternoon.
Need to make some phone calls. Do they know how to pull the tarp there? Do they have practice? They have to have practice for that?
It's not part of the job description, I'm sure.
Oh, what a tough weather day in L.A. But it's beautiful right now here on Coney Island. And certainly was beautiful in the sunshine today for Brooklyn as they close out their first homestand with their first series victory of the season. And what a great homestand to start the season. Great crowds. Such an engaged crowd here. Not only on opening day, but today to close out this series. And have to be impressed with the mental resolve top to bottom, the hitters, the pitchers on this Brooklyn roster so far this season. And what a fun way to close out the home schedule on the first homestand of the season. And that might be on the shortlist of one of the more fun games Johnny and I have called since we made our maiden voyage last April here on Coney Island. After the league-wide off day tomorrow, your Cyclones back in action Tuesday night down in Jersey Shore to take on the Blue Claws, Phillies affiliate. Our coverage on the radio network gets underway. The pregame show, 6:20 Eastern time, leading up to the 6:35 first pitch from Shoretown Ballpark. Not official yet, but simple math. Brandon Sproat was supposed to start today, got pushed back because of the rainout on Thursday, so you'd have to imagine he'll be the guy who gets the ball to start the series on Tuesday night. But stay tuned to BrooklynCyclones.com, our social media channels, for the full probables for that week. But again, 6:20 pregame, 6:35 first pitch, Tuesday night from Lakewood, New Jersey. That'll do it for us here on this Sunday afternoon as Brooklyn walks off Asheville by a final of 4-3 for our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner. Big thanks to everybody in the control room, Jamal Clark, Chris Rogers, and their incredible crew. I'm Justin Rock. For my partner, Johnny Gadamowitz, saying so long from Coney Island. Again, your final. The Brooklyn Cyclones beat Asheville in walk-off fashion, 4-3. On this Sunday. Hope to have you with us on Tuesday. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Enjoy your Monday, and good night from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.